Emma McNamara joins us now with the business news. And this morning she's at the Irish Embassy in London in the first of a three-part series looking at various aspects of the London economy.
Thanks, Rachel. And my journey here this morning took me along the Cromwell Road, past the Victoria and Albert Museum, through Knightsbridge, past Harrods, around Hyde Park Corner, and to Grosvenor Place and the Irish Embassy overlooking Buckingham Palace Gardens. Well, it's news of a building from another time that Londoners are waking up to this morning. The Gherkin is now for sale, designed by Lord Norman Foster and built in 2004 for Swiss Re. The 41-floor tower has been put on the market by administrators, hoping for bids from £650 million sterling, and office availability in London is now at its lowest since 2007. This morning, I'm looking at the Irish in business in London. Research published by marketing firm Eulogy earlier this year showed that the number of Irish people who are directors of companies in the UK went over 50,000 for the first time. This means that over 16% of all foreign company directors in the UK is Irish, and that's double the number of directors from India, which comes second. At 10 to 8, we'll hear from the Irish ambassador to Great Britain, Dan Mulhall, and from Basil Gagan, the managing director of UK banking and broking at Citigroup in London, about what potential there is to harness all of that Irish brain power here and put it to good use at home. But first, let's hear some more of those numbers about the Irish in business here from Adrian Brady, who's one of those directors and head of Eulogy.
The research this year has shown that the Irish numbers have gone over 50,000 for the first time. Interestingly, more than double the number of the second place foreign director contingent, which is from India, and in fact more than all the other EU countries combined, which is a great statistic.
I know that you said you were kind of loath to mention sectors, but if there were any kind of standout sectors?
I think there's a lot of traditional sectors like construction still dominate, but you are seeing much more in professional services like legal, the creative industries as well, but across the board really.
What do you find in your research about the age of the Irish working at these firms?
The fastest growing age group is 36 to 40, and we do see over the years a small decrease in the older directors, which might be expected. Somewhat surprisingly, the younger directors have actually dropped this year, but I'm guessing that we might see an increase in that in the years to come, given the vast numbers who are arriving in the UK at the moment. Well, it's interesting that the Irish director isn't just about numbers of people working. The UK exports more to Ireland than it does to all the BRIC countries combined, which I think, coupled with the number of Irish directors, shows the real strength of the relationship and the benefits which accrue both ways across the Irish Sea.
What could happen if the Irish community acted more like other communities and did more business together? What do you think the potential is for that?
Well, the potential is vast, especially if we look at second and third generation Irish as well. I think the statistics show that perhaps 10% of the British population have Irish ethnicity of some sort.
Adrian Brady there, and briefly, in an interim management statement out today from Greencore, which is largely UK-based now, it reports on trading to the end of June and says its convenience food division recorded growth of 8.7%. That's higher than last year at 310.5 million sterling. And on the currency markets this morning, the euro is trading at $1.34.33 and at 79.14 pence sterling.